Moncrief on News Talk.
All across the UK, there are special benches in parks and the like. They are emblazoned with a phone number and QR codes, as well as a light. They've been popping up since 2019 as part of the Legend on the Bench initiative, the aim being suicide prevention. A fourth Irish bench is set to arrive soon, this time in Portmarnock. And it all started when the ex-professional footballer Mickey Hazard heard that his nephew had taken his own life. Mickey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you, just to bring you back to where this started from, can you remember when you heard that Jay had taken his own life?
I'll never forget it. I was round, just sitting in my own house, chilling. My phone rang, and a woman was shouting down the phone. No idea at this stage who it was. And then I said, look, calm down. Could you tell me who you are? She said, I'm Michelle's next door neighbor. Jay's took his life. And I didn't comprehend it. I didn't sink in what she said. So I made her repeat herself. And then, of course, she went into detail. And obviously then I went into complete and total shock. Jumped up off the couch, knew at that very second that I needed to get myself out into the car and round to my sister as quickly as I possibly could. The half-hour drive felt like 3 weeks. I was sobbing the whole way round. I managed to ring my two sons to inform them to meet me round my sister Michelle's house. I told them what had happened. And when I arrived, they arrived with me. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Mm. And in the run-up to this, there had been no indications that Jay was suffering from any problems at all?
None. He was a very happy-go-lucky boy. Little things really, really pleased him, really made him happy. In fact, made him excited. You know, if we told him we were going down to McDonald's to have a cheeseburger, he'd be running around the room celebrating. he was so happy. He looked forward to. You should have seen him at Christmas time. He couldn't sleep at Christmas Eve because he wanted to know that Santa had been. It was like the most. He was the most incredibly happy young man you'll ever meet. But obviously underneath there was something sort of dark going on that we weren't aware of. And as I said, 3 days before he did it, I had a game of pool with him. He challenged me to a little match. And he was absolutely so happy, to be playing against me. And even when he lost, he was running, and when he won a frame, he celebrated like he won the World Cup. He was this excitable young man, and often, you know, now in hindsight, I sometimes sit and I wonder, even today, why didn't I spot it? How did I not spot something was going on? But then, you know, having did a course and got a qualification now, obviously the Masters of Disguise, they can lock away their innermost feelings deep within and never expose themselves to you. So it's no surprise that I didn't pick up on it.
Yeah. And from your point of view and Michelle's point of view, looking back, were there any clues? But, you know, even subtle things that, you know, at the time you might miss.
No, I can honestly say, I can't speak for Michelle because she's not present, but from my perspective, in all my dealings that I ever had with him, which was on a regular basis, I can honestly say of course he had flaws. We all have flaws. But nothing dramatic or nothing that I ever thought would ever lead to what it led to. He was this extremely happy, go lucky boy. And it was just I was probably more shocked than anybody because I'd spent, certainly other than his mum and dad, but I'd spent quite a lot of time with him. In fact, I'd lived with them for 3 years as well and never saw any signs. There wasn't one single sign.
Yeah. And so the idea of the benches, as I understand it, literally came from when Michelle went out for a walk and sat on a bench.
Yeah, so on the night of, the police were there, obviously every member of the various families were there, the friends were there, all out in full support. The atmosphere was very, very down, very, very sad. In fact, complete and utter total devastation. I think the whole house was in shock. Michelle was screaming and sobbing, and she couldn't cope. So she just got up and went out at sort of 12, half 12 at night in the dark, which was in itself a shock because Michelle was very scared of the dark. But for her to take herself out in the middle of the night, wander off where nobody could find her, and she took herself to a churchyard. And in this churchyard, there's a bench, and she sat on the bench. And her mind was running wild, wild with what had happened and wild with the fear of the darkness. And of course, she thought at that moment, this bench needs a light. It needs a light to light up so that people can see and people are not afraid. And there, that is when Legend of the Bench was born. She then came up with this incredible idea to install benches, informative benches, throughout the country in parks and open spaces and schools and churchyards, etc. But all lit up throughout the darkness. The message being that at the end of the darkness comes the light of day. With a message on there, someone is always listening, and then plaques with the telephone numbers of specialist groups who specialize in dealing with this kind of situation, people in dark places. And Legend of the Bench was born that night, although it didn't materialize for another year or two. There was a lot of planning went into it. She devised and designed the bench, spoke to me about what she was planning. And then, of course, we started fundraising before we got charity registration. We were already on the move by the time we got the registration in 2023. We'd already raised in excess of £5,000. Once we got the registration, we got our first bench installed in memory of Jay, and then from that moment on, it's just been non-stop. It's been absolutely, and it just shows the importance and that it was needed because it resonates with just so many people.
Yeah, and the fact that they've spread all across the UK and Ireland as well, I suppose, is testament to how they have actually provided comfort. Maybe even saved people's lives that they just come across these benches. I assume you've heard back from people who've had that kind of an experience.
Yeah, well, we've heard lots of telephone calls, lots of thank yous, and obviously each and every one is of equal importance, and we're equally grateful for everyone. We got one in particular from a place in Suffolk where a lady had. Was feeling in a dark place, decided, was contemplating doing something not very nice, went out into the darkness, 2 o'clock in the morning, went for a walk, saw the light in the distance and made her way to the light, which is what we always had hoped. And the reason we had the light was that light attracts people to it. And obviously as you approach the message, someone is always listening, is lit up brightly. So when you approach, you see that, you sit down on the bench, and then you can see the numbers of the specialist groups very clearly because of the light. She makes the call, saves her life. She goes home and then decides to write us an email thanking us for everything that we've done. And a moment like that makes each and every second that you spend putting in to this charity worthwhile, because that's the reason when we set out, our aim was to make no family should ever have to live through what we lived through and are still living through. Mm. No family should have to do that. That was the whole objective of setting up this charity. And when you receive emails and messages and phone calls informing you of that, this is what's happened, it gives you a sense of real pride, a sense of achievement, a sense of something that you've never dreamt that in your life you would ever be part of. It's very special. It's very, very special. And suddenly we're at our 100th bench very soon. And I can honestly say that you can take every achievement that I've ever done in my life, trophies that I've won, medals that I've picked up and collected, and they absolutely pale into complete and total insignificance in comparison to receiving an email like that. I think it's life's the greatest gift we'll ever receive. And when you've played a part in helping someone prolong their life, I think it's the most unbelievable feeling you'll ever experience.
Yes, indeed. And how are you all doing now? It's you know, 6 years odd, 7 years odd down the road from Jay's passing away.
Yeah. How are we doing? You know, when you... nothing ever goes away. You know, most mornings I wake up and often my first thought is, how did I not spot it? Why did he do it? You know, my mind's on it constantly all of the time. So you learn to live with it. And I think the great thing for us is the charity has given us that a legacy for Jay, number one, but it's also given us a reason to keep pushing on. We'll never get over it. He'll always be missed. He'll always be loved. We'll never, ever forget and never forget the way we felt and the way we feel. But now we've got something that drives us on, something that is far greater than anything that we'll ever do. We're saving lives. And when you're saving lives, it motivates you to actually work harder, to try harder, to do everything better so that nobody ever has to live through what you're living through.
Mickey Hazard, thanks a million for talking to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.